Today's daf, Bava Basra, daf Gimel. Daf Gimel, we started Bava Basra, and again, like I mentioned yesterday, but if you think about it, we are now in a new world. A new world in Bava Basra. Really, every perek in Shas is a new world. Just last night, thinking about our travel through Rav Metzia. You think about Shtayim Ochson and Nehlem Metzia, so that was one world of Metzia. Then you get to Hamafkid, then Hazaha and Ezeo Neshech, we know, are their own worlds. And then you have the Sochers and the Shoels. The end of Metzia also has its own character. Perek HaMakabel, somebody asked me last night in Shul, you know, why don't they learn about Perek HaMakabel in the Yeshivas? You know, such a Lumdish Perek with Matsronis and the Socher and the Maskir and every Perek you can learn in the Yeshivas. You can ask it about everything, Habayis V'Aliyah. But now we're in Ashutvin. So again, another world of the daf, and we continue Beis Mabeis within the sugya of Hezig Re'iya, as we started discussing yesterday, the discussion of the Achronim and the Rishonim already. What exactly is Hezig Re'iya? We mentioned the Stipler, who mentioned Hezig Re'iya might be similar to other Hezekim in that it's causing me damage. It's preventing me from properly using my items. And that is because you're looking in, so therefore I will not do certain actions, A, or because you will see certain actions that I do, so that is kind of ayin hara-ish. That is, that's the language, by the way, that I mentioned yesterday of Rabbeinu Gershom here. Taima de hezek re'iya, el mishim de mistaklen beginasa umachlisen bo ayin hara, kid Rabbi Abba. Right, that's the lashon of Rabbeinu Gershom there. It's pretty tiny in that one. But that is Rabbeinu Gershom, right about the 10th line or so of Rabbeinu Gershom on the Amud. Okay, so we're in the sugya of Hezek Re'iya, whether our Mishnah could prove whether Hezek Re'iya is Shmei Hezek or Lashmei Hezek from our Mishnah. Okay, so we go on to the next try to prove it. We are up to Tashma about 6 lines up from the bottom. Tashba, Damar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Gag Hasamach L'Chatzer Chaveiro. Let's say I have a roof that is next to my friend's chatzer. Right, my friend's chatzer is raised from my roof. Right, they used to use the roofs in those days for different usages. So I could sit in my roof and I could look down into my friend's field. So Osen Lo Ma'ake Gavoa Arba'amos. So I have to make a Ma'ake. Dalat Amos High, 4 Amos High. So don't you see from there, as the Gemara, that Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek, right? And it's the responsibility of the Mazik to make sure that he's not looking into his friend's field. So doesn't that prove that Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek? Again, everybody agrees, we said it's not a good idea to look into your friend's field or look into your friend. And everybody agreed, we're not talking about houses here. By a house, everybody agrees Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek, looking into somebody's windows. But we saw that yesterday from Daf Sama, right? The pasuk by Bilam, Atovu Olecha Yaakov, that the tznius of Am Yisrael is what brings the Shechina, and that's the basis for Hezek Re'iya. So it's in a house, everybody agrees to it. The whole machlokas here is, what about a chatzer? So here, doesn't it sound like you have to build a chatzer, you have to build a wall from your roof so you don't look at your friend's field 4 amos high? So doesn't that prove that Hezek Re'iya is Shmei Hezek? Yes, this is the Gemara. Before we get to the answer, what's the proof? Isn't there this just the mitzvah of Makkah? This week's parsha, right? The mitzvah of Makkah. So what's the proof of Hezek Re'iya? Maybe this is just the mitzvah of Makkah, the regular mitzvah of Makkah. So one might suggest, the Menchas Chinuch discusses this, and that is, for the mitzvah of Makkah, you have to build one that's Dalat Amos High. What if you could remove the danger of the roof situation with a fence of 2 amos high? Do you still have to build one of 4 amos high? So that's a discussion in the Achronim. Does it have to be 4 amos, even if the danger is removed for less? This is, I think we had a share in this last year, about how do we look at the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. Is the mitzvah of Ma'akeh purely about removing the danger? It's a dangerous situation, and therefore, you have to make sure it's safe. Focusing on the Aveira of Losas and Dabim Beisecha, focusing on the Losas, say. Or do we say that no, that there is something positive, which is enough room over there, something positive about Ma'akeh beyond just removing the danger. After all, we know that just removing danger, there is no bracha. Right? For example, Mayim Achronim. We don't make a bracha on Mayim Achronim, the Shulchan Aruch says. Why? We make a bracha on Netilas Adayim before we eat. We make a bracha on Netilas Adayim in the morning. Why don't we make a bracha on Mayim Achronim? Because just to remove danger, right? Melech Stomis, whether it exists, it doesn't exist, Just remove this. We don't make a bracha on that. We don't make a bracha on Hagalas Kalim. You make a bracha on Tevilas Kalim. Tevilas Kalim is being Mosif Kedusha onto the Kalim. But we don't make a bracha on if I trafe up a spoon and I kasher it, then I don't make a bracha on that. I'm removing trafe, removing danger to my neshama. So you don't make a bracha on removing danger. And yet, most of Achronim Paskin, most Rishonim, the Rambam already writes, you make a bracha on building a makkah. You can make a bracha on building a makkah. So that already reflects that maybe makkah is not just about the removal of danger, but it's something positive. So it could be that even if I could remove the danger of the makkah situation with a 2 amos high fence, I might have to build a 4 amos high fence. Either way, that was a big discussion that we had last year. Anyways, it says the Gemara, but maybe the fact that, or at least part of the reason, that you have to build a 4 amos high ma'akeh above your friend's chatzer, maybe it's not even a dangerous situation here, right? Maybe it's not even a ma'akeh situation if it's such a low roof that it's above your friend's fence. But either way, you see you have to build it. So doesn't that prove that hezek re'iyah is shmei hezek? So answers the Gemara, shiny hasam. No, there is different. The amar le bal hachatzer le bal hagag, the bal hachatzer is could say to the bal hagag, l'didi kviya li tashmishi. I'm in the yard. Yards are always used. I'm always in my yard every day. L'didach lo kviya lech tashmishtach. But you're not always in your yard. You're not always on your roof. A roof is less used than a fence. Than a fenced-in area of a yard. So v'lo yadana behei idna salika va'asis d'itztanaminach. I'm not going to know when you're on your roof, so that I'm going to know when I have to hide myself and only do private and make sure that I don't do private actions in the chatzer because I'm always there. So that's why this case is different. Again, the hezek re'iyah generally, the question is only when it's equal. When it's equal, we both have similar usage, the same usage, and therefore, does the mazik have a responsibility to make sure that he takes precautions not to look into the nizak's chatzer? But in a case where it's not even, the usages aren't even, so then that's not up for discussion. Because if it's not even, then it's much more unfair to him, much more unfair to the potential nizak, and therefore, everybody would agree there. So Gemara assumes. Everybody would agree there that Hezek Re'iyah is Shmei Hezek. Good. Listen to Achrina. A different version, the next 15 lines, we already had. But it's just a different way of the question and the answer from yesterday. We're going to have it as a answer question. As we'll see, just the opposite, but the next 15 lines, we even more than 15 lines. As we'll see, we already had on yesterday's daf on Beis Mabes. So we'll get to talk about one thing that I didn't have time to yesterday, so that's good. Lishnach Rina, so it says the Gemara, Amrila, Savrua, Mai Mechitza, Plukta. Or yesterday we started off with Mai Mechitza, Guda, and then we switched to Plukta. So today we're going to do Plukta and then switch to Guda. So we thought, what does the word Mechitza in the Mishnah mean? That Ratu, Hashutfin, Shav Ratu, Lasus Mechitza, where the parrot starts off. Shutfin, I want to make a mechitza. We think, what does mechitza mean? It means a split. Shutfin, that want to split, to make a division, we force them to make a wall. Mechayt right dechziv, at him echtesayda, the pasuk by the melchama with Midyan, v'kiva deratzu bonus akosa balkarchan. That was the diik that we had, that if mechitza meant split. Once they want to split, then we force them to make a wall. Al mehezek reyesh mehezek. Right? Doesn't that prove Shmei Hezek? Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe Mechitza Guda. Maybe Mechitza means a wall. Once they want to make a wall, then we force them to go like the Minig of the Medina. That's nothing to do with Hezek Re'iyah, because they agreed to build a wall. Detanya, as the Brisa says, Mechitza Kerem Shenifrasa, we brought the Brisa to prove that the word Mechitza can mean a wall. Mechitza Sakerem, the wall of the vineyard that fell down between the vines and the Tua. Omer Lo Gedar. We tell the Baal HaKerem, how most Rishonim learned it yesterday, we tell the Baal HaKerem to put up a fence. Nifritza, if it falls down again, Omer Lo Gedar, we tell him, no, put up your fence. Nisya'i Shemena, but once he decides not to put up the fence again, and the Kerem grows 1/200th of its size, V'lo Gadrop, and he didn't put up the fence, Hareze Kidesh, that's Makadesh, that's the Lashon of this week's Parsha. Also, right, Tuas HaKerem, at the Baal Kilai HaKerem is this week's Parsha. God, anything is going to be this week's parsha. He's got 74 mitzvahs. Hareza kiddush v'chayi b'achriyusa. Right, so you use the kerem becomes aser and aser b'hana v'chayi b'achriyusa, and the baal hakerem is chayi b'achrayus. He has to pay for the damages. So you see from there that Mechitza kamin guda v'taima deratzu, and the only reason then, if that's how you understand the Mishnah, is because they want to build a wall. That's when we make them go by the minhag of the Medina. But halo ratzu, if they don't want to build a wall, they want to split, but they don't want to build a wall. Ein mechayev noso. Maybe we wouldn't be mechayev each one of them to chip in for the wall. Alma hezek rielash mehezek. So then you see from there, if that's the interpretation of the Mishnah, that we would say lavshme hezek. Then you it's not called hezek because you see that we wouldn't force each one to participate in the payment. Just something we didn't get a chance to yesterday, I alluded to it, but just to read it today. So what does it say here? That the Baal HaKerem, if he doesn't take his responsibilities seriously, he's going to have to pay for the damages. So Chaya Bachriyuso. So Tosfos notes yesterday Tosfos and Amud Beis, second Tosfos. Tosfos notes we have a sugya in Gittin Daf Nun Gimel of Hezek She'eno Nikar. Hezek She'eno Nikar. If I go over and pour your wine to Avodah Zarah, so your wine hasn't changed. Now all of a sudden I see your wine and it's Yayin Nesach. You look at the wine, it looks like regular wine. That's Hezek She'eno Nikar. Or the other case we gave, if I stick a sheretz onto your truma, or onto your taras that you want to eat batara, I stuck a sheretz that's newly dead, it's still moist, so it's an avatuma, and it's betame, the shrasim, and then it's not there anymore. So hezek shen, that's a machlokas, whether hezek shen nikar shmei hezek la shmei hezek, whether you're chayv or pater on it. So ask Tosfos, this Mishnah, the Argamar doesn't specify. Is this only according to the Mandamer of Hezek Shein Nikar Shmei Hezek? Because what happens here? You have the vine happens to be intertwined with the tefuah. Is that Hezek Nikar? Because Halacha says it's not allowed to be? Right, it's not damaged in the normal sense that you would say. It's not broken. Right, so is that Hezek Nikar? So Tosfos says this is called Hezek Nikar. This does not get into the sugya of Hezek She'eino Nikar. Why? Tosfos says, Avagav the Hezek She'eino Nikar lo shmei hezek. Even if you want a paskin lo shmei hezek, says Tosfos, Nira l'ri, the high chash of Hezek Nikar. Why? Shahari Nikar hu shehu kilayim, kisharoe hagfanim basade. When you see the vines in the tfua, in the grain, that's it, you see. It's only a halachic hezek. That's good enough. Hezek Nikar does not need objective damage of the world. It needs damage that's objective, that as long as you obey halacha, you know this is a damage. By the wine case, by the sheretz case, you see nothing. I don't see anything on the any type of halachic damage even. But here you see the vines intertwined in the tefua. That's a damage. What if the sheretz is still there? What if the sheretz is still there? What's the difference then? The Gemara says there, even if the sheretz is still there, it's so-called hezek she'eino nikar. Af al pi sheroan hasheretz al hataras lo chashav hezek nikar. It's still not a hezek nikar. Why? Because even if you see the sheretz there, you still are lacking a certain detail that might not make it tamei. Why? D'bi yodeya im hukshiru. Who knows if this item was hukshar l'kabel tuma? We know, pasuk is here in Vayikra, that it's something that is detached from the ground. A vegetable, a plant, the only way it could become tame is if it becomes moist with one of the seven mashkim. Yad shach adam. One of the seven mashkim, it becomes wet, right? Everything becomes wet while it's still growing. So everything, it rains on it. So it can't become tame while it's still attached. Or if it rains, then it gets detached, and it never got wet since it got detached, that's not called tafshul kabal tuma. So, but if it gets wet with yayin, dam, chalav, ta, one of the seven mashkim, so then after it's detached, so then it's hukshar l'kabal tuma, and now it can become tame. So looking at this plant with the sheretz on it, you don't know if it was hukshar. So that lack of detail, that lack of knowledge, makes it a hezek she'eino nikar. For hezek nikar, says Tosfos, it has to be all details are clear to you right now that this is a damage. Aval ein lomar, don't say this Gemara is only going according to the mandam of hezek she'eino nikar. And you were kones him, right? Hezek she'eino nikar, kabob v'tame. You can't say that. Why? Why? Because usually hezek she'eino nikar, you're kones the person. You say, I'm going to fine you to pay because we don't want you to go around and do this to your friend. Here there's no chash. Why? Because here the Baal HaKerem also loses his stuff. So we're not worried that he's going to go and damage his friend's stuff because he's also losing. If I pour your wine to Avodah Zarah, I'm not losing anything. But if my Karen becomes just as usher as your Tfuah, So therefore, we're not worried, so therefore there wouldn't be a knas in this case. And also, maybe you'd be mechalit between mezid and shogeg. Either way, the important yisod of Tosfos is that hezek nikar, how do you define hezek nikar and hezek sheno nikar? Hezek nikar means it's clear to me, all the details are clear to me when I look at this. It doesn't have to be an objective damage, right? It has to be an objective halachic damage, but it has to be an objective halachic damage that all the details are clear to me at the time. Good. The Rush also discusses this. Just read you one line of the Rush. When the Rush says that this is called Hezek Nikar, he has an interesting lumdish line. He says, V'chei nisyaish miyad b'shas hayeyesh na'asek hilayim, el she'ein oser ad she'yosef masayim. He says, maybe the second that it touches, it's already oser. That's Hezek Nikar. The fact that it has to grow a little more, that's a tnai. It's not that it's not usher until then. It's usher right now as long as the future happens. Maybe that's why it's more of a hezek nikar, because it's not that you have to wait for anything. Right when it touches, this also answers other questions, right when it touches, he says, it becomes usher. Okay. Either way, that's the discussion of hezek nikar, which Baruch Hashem we had the chance to do, because the Gemara repeated itself somewhat on Gimel Amid Aleph. Okay, back to the Gemara. So we just proved that if you say mechitza means a wall, then you prove hezek shen nikar is lavshmei hezek. So says the Gemara, continuing about the 12th line or so, ihachi bonen es akosel bonen osomi boilei. So it shouldn't say build the wall, it should say build it. So elamai plukta. What, so you go back to the previous. So what does the mechitza mean? It means plukta, they just want to split. So ihachi sharatu alatsas mechitza, sharatu lachzosmi boilei. It should have said they want to split, not that they want to build a wall, if it just meant they want to split. The Gemara says you're right. Kedamri Inchi, the Gemara just wanted to say it as people talk. Ta nevid plukta. Let's split up. That's what people say. People say, let's split up. So therefore, people talk like that. So that's why the Gemara wanted to mention it like that. Period. Okay, that's the end of the quasi repeat of the Gemara. So now the Gemara continues. V'i hezek riyish me hezek. My Arya Ratsu Avilo Ratsunami. If Hezekiah is Shmei Hezek, so then even if they don't want to split up, why don't we force them? As we said yesterday, most Rishonim assume, we have the Tshuva of the Rashba and the Ramban, that you cannot be Mochel on Hezekiah. Can be Mochel. We can't say, you know what? We'll look into each other's properties. Don't worry about it. No, that's Mistalik the Shechina. You're not allowed to do that. So ask the Gemara. So if Hezekiah is Shmei Hezek, so what's the whole issue of if they want to split up? No, even if they don't want to. Right, we should force them. Amar Vasi, Amar Biochanan, Mishnah Seinu Kishain Badin Chaluka. No, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the two partners share such a tiny area that it's not splittable. If you split it, it's less than 8 square amos, so they're each going to get less than 4 amos. It's not splittable. It's not usable then, so that's why we're not going to make them split up. Because it's Ein Ba Din Chaluka. Says the Gemara, V'huda Ratsu, and therefore we say only if they want to, so then we'll help them split up. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Ma'akam Ashmalan. So then what's the Chiddush? The Bach takes out the next 5 words. Chilas Badei Chaluka. Says the Gemara, Ki Ratsu Pligi. So what? What's the Chiddush then? That when they want to split up, then we help them split up? So then that's the Farish, a Mishnah later on. Tanina, we learned in a Mishnah later on Daf Yad Alf. When do we say that we don't force them to split up when they don't want to? Because it's such a tiny area. But if they want to split up, then it doesn't matter how big the size is. Then they split. So what's the chiddush? If that's what our Mishnah is talking about, a case of Ein Bo Din Chaluka, that's exactly what the Mishnah later on in Daf Yad Alf is telling me. So what's the chiddush? So Gemara says, no, Imi Hasam, if you would have only had the next Mishnah on Daf Yad Aleph Hava Amina, I would have thought, what does it mean when they want to split up? What do we do? Afilu Pachos Bikan B'Mesipas Ba'alma. What do we do? Even if it's a small area, we don't make them put up a wall. We just make them put up a couple pegs, a couple of markers that this is the border. That's what you would have said from that Mishnah. Kamash Molan Hacha Kosel. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that once they want to split up, you got to put up a wall. Because of the Hezekiah issues. So just say our Mishnah, and not that Mishnah, because our Mishnah says you got to put up a wall, so that's a bigger Chiddush than that Mishnah. So say if it's Rechala, you're right, it's the next line, it's the last line of that Mishnah that's the Chiddush. The Kisvei HaKodesh, Aval Pish, name Rotsim Lo Yachloku. Let's say we jointly own a Torah. We jointly own a Yirmiyahu. We jointly own a Sefer, so in that case, even if we want to split it, you're not splitting it. What's the Havamina? Maybe it was it wasn't a Torah. Obviously, I'm not splitting Torah. Maybe it was said in a Vim that were connected, and they wanted to split it. We'll talk about it more when we get to that Mishnah later on. Okay, period. So the Maharam and other Mefarshim take out the next 10 lines. Right, Lishna Achrina, right, you see this Bach again, usually Bo Basra, we're okay with the Gersos, but just here, the Mefarshim should take it out, because the next 10 lines or so we kind of had in the previous line. So we're going to skip it, we're going to go with most Mefarshim. Right, our rules in general are skip parentheses and we do brackets. So we're going to go to the two dots, about 8 lines down. So says the Gemara B'mayu Kimta, L'mas Nisan B'she'ein Badin Chaluka, how did we just interpret the Mishnah? That says that you don't have to force them unless they want to. So that's when we kick in. That's when Ein Badin Chaluka, it's such a tiny area that they each wouldn't get Dalet Amos. So Ibish Ein Badin Chaluka, Kiratsu, Mai, Have, Nehedri Behu. So if it's Ein Badin Chaluka, such a tiny field, and they said, you know what, let's split up, then why do we force them? What's keeping them committed to the split? Why can't they retract? I want to split, I don't want to split. There's nothing halachically forcing them to split. So even if they want to, we say, okay, we come in and say, bam, we're going to make you split. Now, why? Let him retract. Let him retract. So Amar Vazi, Amar Yochanan b'shekonu miyada. No, they made a kinyan. They made a kinyan. They did a kinyan chalipim with each other, and therefore, they can't split. Says the Gemara, so what? V'chikonu miyadan mayhave. Even if they make a kinyan, what's the difference? Have a kinyan dvarim ba'almahu. It's just a kinyan on words. It's a kinyan on nothing. What does that mean? It's a kinyan dvarim ba'almahu. So most Rishonim, assume that this means, I'll read you from the Rashba, that a kinyan works if you accept something now. I accept responsibility now. I accept a commitment now. I accept a chassid at the tish. Accepts responsibilities now. Chiyuvim kicking right now. So that's, you could do a kinyan chalipin, which we'll talk more about in a minute, chalipin on a commitment now. But if you commit through kinyan chalipin to do something in the future, that's not a kinyan. Kinyan chalipin is so weak, quote unquote, as we're going to see in a minute, maybe it's not just weak, it's different. Kinyan chalipin is a different kind of kinyan that you can't commit to something for the future. That's called kinyan dvarim ba'amo. That's a kinyan on nothing. Says the Rashba, v'havi yodeya, you should know, it's where they committed to build a wall. That's where good kinyan works, as we'll see in the answer of the Gemara in a minute. They committed right now to pay for half the wall, to build the wall. But if they just commit to split in the future, that's not good enough. That's a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. That's the Gemara's question here. That if you, even if you just do a kinyan chalipin, you should still be able to split because you didn't really commit to anything. That's kinyan dvarim ba'alma. Says the Gemara, you're right. So it must be that they committed to something right now in the present. B'shekanu miyadon biruchos. They committed to which side they're going to take in the yard. So they did commit to something now. Right? There is something in the present. Kanu miyadon biruchos. Answer one. Ravashi Amar Ravashi says, the second answer, Kagon, Shahalach Zebetok Shalov Hechzik, Vezebetok Shalov Hechzik. They each did a kinyan chazaka. That's what it means, Kanam Yado. They each went on their land and they dug a little and they walked around a little. Like Avram's kinyan chazaka on Eretz Yisrael. Right? They walked around L'Arka L'Rachba. They walked around the yard and that's why they were Kone. Right? The Rashba again has two deis here, whether Ravashi is arguing. Whether these two answers argue on each other or they're just adding. First says the Rashba, Yesh Befarshim, the Ravashi lo balachadish davar. Ravashi is not coming to argue. Elo the shtei ukim tosein, vein chidish beinehem, uba'ale gemar sidrim shneim, gemar lo rafka de milsa. Two answers, no problem. The Yesh Befarshim, the Ravashi balachadish. Or maybe Ravashi is coming to tell you the following chidish, and this is what Tosva says as well. Tosva says in Dibur Maschil, Ravashi. Right, so the Rashba is basically quoting Tosfos. The second is that no, telling you a big chiddush that even though in general Let's read Tosfos now, because everybody has it. V'nira l'ri, third line of Tosfos, Rav Ashi. D'haka mashalom, this is the chiddush of Rav Ashi. T'yavagav d'amal ha'kamon b'cheskos abatim, even though we learned here in the third parak later on, and we also had this in Maseches Kiddushin. Shalo b'fanef, tzorach l'meimer lo lechazeku kni. If I'm buying something from you, then my kinyin chazaka, my walking around the field, doesn't work for me unless you previously had told me, go b'kona. Go bikona lechazeko kni, even though it's usually true. Hacha, but here is different. Kibon sha'amru atatikach ruach tzvonis va'ani ruach tzromis. Here, I'm not buying or selling, right? We own it. We both own it. So it's easier. We both own it already. So now we're just splitting. So in that case, you don't need lechazeko kni. We could just both go and just bikona each of the fields. V'halach v'hechzik lo kol echad b'shalo, zeh shalo b'frei zeh, na'asa kimi shekana miyadna baruchos, afapi shalo amru zeh lezeh, lechazeko kni. That's the chiddush of Rav Ashi. Even though usually when you buy something in front, the owner has to tell you, go bikona it. That's part of the kinyan, lechazeko kni. Here you wouldn't have to say that because they already partially own it. They already do own it. Now you're just splitting it up. That's the chiddush of Rav Ashi. So today is whether Rav Ashi is just giving a different kimta, or he is saying the chiddush of not needing leich chazek ukni. The big sugi in chalipin, which we touched on in the past, and that is, what was the havamini here? Gemara says chalipin, if it would just be on a future commitment, it would be nothing. It would be kinyan dvarim ba'alma. So we mentioned that there are many rayas. We discussed this about Metziah and Daf Mem Zayin. That's where one of the major sugyas came up. We discussed at the beginning about Metziah as well. And that is, there seems to be many rayas that Chalipin is different than other kinyanim. But there is a machlokas rishonim whether Chalipin has to be witnessed. Edekiyim. Right? No other kinyan has that discussion. What if I do a kinyan mashicha? It has to be witnessed. And if it's not witnessed, it didn't take place? No. Of course it took place. If I lift something, if I pull something, if I push something, it's a kinyan. If I want it to be provable tomorrow, then I need witnesses. But even if there are no witnesses, of course it took place. Right? There are certain things that need witnesses. You have marriage, you have a divorce, you have those types of actions. The Gemara says in Megillah, lav orech ara. You can't, the Gemara says it by Nisuin also. Lav orech ara, not to have witnesses. But Kiddushin, for example, you have to have, right? If you ever read the Gemara, Amakadish bein olavei we paskin, Gemara Kiddushin is the ain choshen l'kiddushin. Right? There's no, so by marriage, but by kinyan chalipin. So the derived paskin, some gaon and paskin, that you need eitim. Why would you need eitim? A, or B, another issue, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch paskins. How long do you have to retract a kinyan? So generally we say, how long do you have to retract? How long do you have to retract anything? If I say the wrong thing in davening, how long do I have to retract? Toka de dibur, a few seconds. Toka de dibur, that's all I have. Right, if I said the wrong thing, boom, I'm finished. I have to repeat. Yes, if I already said sechazena inenu, right? I already wanted the next bracha, and I have to get yellow yavo. That's it. Boom. I have to start over. I'll go back to retzei, whatever it is. But by chalipin the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simin Kuf Tzadikay, chalipin has asukin bo so inyan. As long as you're still involved in the proceedings. So it's still involved, it could be an hour later, you can still be talking about the case. Why should you have more time for Chalipin? And again, other rayas as well. Just one more, the Gemara Bamatsiya that we had was by Chalipin, whose kli do you use for Chalipin? I'm buying something from you, so whose kli do you use? So, Machlokas, Levi, and Rav, but according to one of the Shitas, we use Kalev Shalmakna. Kalev Shalmakna, meaning the person who's selling, we use his kli. So he said, using this. It's going in the same direction. Usually you would think of a barter. I give something and you give something. So what's the answer? The answer, many Achronim say, the Rav Chaim says this, and others, and that is, by most Kinyanim, there are two aspects. There's the Maisa Kinyan and there's the Das Kinyan. There's the action and then there's the commitment, the Das, on behalf of the parties involved. Chalipin has no Maisa Kinyan. Chalipin is all just a symbolic act. A symbolic, which isn't really a maisa, halachically. It's a symbolic act which reflects the gemira's das of the committing party. It concretizes the das that I'm serious. That's what Rambam says beferish. In Ilchos Mechira Perakei, kinyan chalipin, you don't need kinyan chalipin. All it is a way of concretizing the das of the parties. Rambam says in Ilchos Mechira Perakei. It's not really a Maisa Kinyan. It's just to show people that they're not joking. By the tish, the chassan doesn't really have to lift up the pen, lift up the handkerchief. He's committing, right? When he says he's committing, and the Edom was saying, he said, I'm committing to it. We do it to show a Gemira's Das. Right? When the balabas wants the rabbi to sell his chametz and he makes him a shliach, so he does a kiddush halipin. Again, it's a gemiras das even without that, but that's just to show a little more seriousness. That's why you might need edim, because edim are always connected to das. Shtar, again, we don't have time to go into it all now, but the edim are always connected to das. And also that maybe that's why asukin boso inyan. As long as my mind, it's not a maisa. A maisa took place. Boom. Once the maisa is finished, tok the dibur, 3 seconds. That's it. You don't focus on one moment. It's a das issue. If it's a das issue, then you have a little more flexibility. Okay, at the end, if we have more time, as we usually say, we will continue with more. But that's going on here. That's why if you commit to something in the future, nothing happens. It's kinyan dvarim ba'alma. Kinyan dvarim ba'alma, and therefore, it's going to be nothing. You have to do something right now, which is pick a side or do a kinyan chazak. Okay, Malkam Shnagu Livnos, says the Gemara, first wide line. So the Mishnah says, all the different materials, wherever the minhag is, you split it up based on the minhag. So gvil, what are these materials? So gvil, says the Mishnah, is our avne deloma shafya, stones that weren't smoothed out yet. That's where they're thicker. Right? Gvil, we said in the Mishnah, is... All right, what is it? Which one is it? Gvil is 6 tfachim wide wall. Right? Each one has to give 3. So gvil is 6 tfachim wide. So it's stones that are not smoothed out. That's why they're so thick. Gazis avne de mishafya. Gazis, which is less, a gazis is each one only gives 2.5 tefach, and only 5 tefach wide wall. The mishafya, they're smooth. Deschiv kol eila avanim yikaros kamidos gazis, right by the base of Megdash. Kfisin arche. Kfisin are half bricks. Livnei, they're whole bricks. That's why they're the widths that they are. Amalei Rabba braid the Rabba Ravashi mimai digvil amne de lo mishafyin enu. How do you know gvil are bricks that were not smooth? V'hai tefach yisera. I'm sorry. Mimai digvil amne de lo mishafyin enu. How do you know that the reason that gvil are wider is because they're unsmooth bricks? V'hai tefach yisera lo morsha de karnasa. And the extra tefach are because of the corners that stick out. I mean, they're not smooth, so therefore you have to have sharp corners. You got to make sure that you build a little thicker wall. Dilma palga de gazes who? Maybe gvil is half a gazes. V'hai tefach yisera levene urvehu. It's a thinner material, but the reason that you need the extra tefach is because you have to pour the cement in between in order to hold the parts of the walls together. So maybe that's why it has to be wider. Not because of the corners that are sticking out, the pointies, but because you have to pour the cement in between. So the Gemara says, no. Kitaka amrinan kfisin archi levenin livni, v'hai tefach yisera levene urve. Right? And just like, maybe we'll say the same thing, just like we say the same thing by kfisin. Right? The half bricks are wider because you need to pour the cement in between. So amar lai, no, l'taymeich kfisin archi minolan. Where it says, 1 second. How do you know kfisin are half bricks? Bechlau. How do you know that? El gemar gemirulon. It's a mesorah. That's what it is. It's a mesorah. We know what these are because we have a mesorah what the words mean. Ikadamri or Amli Ravacha Braid Rav Avila Ravashi. We might just ask for the opposite way. We might high kfisin archininu by tefach yisera leveni urve. Dilma my kfisin avidilum shafkin. Vahai tefach yisera le merchant the karnasa. How do you know they're half bricks? Maybe they're just unsmooth bricks. And therefore, we have to leave space for the corners. So the Gemara says, "Kitzkamrinan gvil adre de lo mishafian, gazes adre de mishafian, vaytefach yisera lo morshet de kornasa." Just like we know by the gazes and the gvil, it's unsmooth and smooth bricks. So too by the others, maybe that's what it means. So the Gemara says the opposite. Amrle lo taimeh gvil adre de lo mishafian minalan. How do you know bechlau what gvil is? El Gemara gemirila hachanami Gemara gemirila. Fine. We mentioned in the past also Gemara Gemiralon many times. Rashi here. Did Rashi say it here? I don't remember. Is there a Rashi here on Gemara Gemiralon? Various places we had Rashi say Gemara Gemiralon. We had it in the Baba Kama. Dav Gimel. Rashi's Gemara Gemiralon always means Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai. Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai. Rashi in many places says Gemara Gemiralon means Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai. We mentioned the Rambam in the Hagdama to Pirush HaMishnah. The Rambam says there are this many Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's, and here they are. And he lists off a number of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's, and they're much, much less than we think there are. There's like 50 Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's that aren't on the Rambam's list. And the Chavos Yair has a tshuva. What does the Rambam do with all the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's and Shas that are not mentioned? So one answer given, the Netziv has this answer in his Akdama to the Shiltos, that the Rambam, whenever it says Gemara, Gemiralon in the Gemara, he does not think that means Halach Moshe Mishinai, against Rashi. Rashi thinks Gemara, Gemiralon means Halach Moshe Mishinai. The Rambam says it means Mesorah. It's a Mesorah that we have going back a long time. But it doesn't mean Halach Moshe Mishinai. The Gemara says Halach Moshe Mishinai if it means it. But it doesn't, Gemara, Gemiralon, Labdafka means Halach Moshe Mishinai. So again, the Rashi, I don't see the Rashi here, but Rashi elsewhere says that. Amar Abaya. Next. Amar Abaya Shvamina. So what do you see from here, says Abaya? The fact that when you have a half a brick, half bricks, the wall is a tefach thicker. Shvamina kolbini urvi tefach. Whenever you pour the cement in between, it's a tefach. Hanimi libitina. That's when you use regular good cement. Ava brich sabay tfei. If you use a low-level cement mixed up with mud, so then bay tfei, you need even more cement to hold it together. Or some say, no, you need this amount when you use the low-level cement. But real strong cement, you don't even need that much. Even less would hold the walls together. Period. L'meimra d'begazis kol dalet amos gova ihavi pusya chamsha koi ilo lo koi. The ratios. Right? We're going to see later on that we're talking about a dalet amos height wall here. So is that to teach me, says the Gemara, that by gazes, by bricks, so every dalet amos, so if it's five wide, it's going to stand, because that's how the walls will be five tefachim wide. So four amos high wall, you need a five tefach wide wall. Ilo lokai, and if it's not five tefachim wide, it's not going to stand. What about the amatraxin? The amatraxin, what's the amatraxin? Amatraxin was the wall in the Bayis Rishon, the wall that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kadashim. Between the Heichal, where the Menorah and the Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaZav was, and the Kodesh Kadashim, there was this big tall wall called the Amatraxin. So the Amatraxin, to have a Gavoa Tlasin Amas, it was 30 Amos high. 30 Amos high, V'lavi Pussy Elashis Pushchi V'kam. And it was only 6 Tvachim wide. So if you're telling me that it's the ratio, whenever you have a 4 Amos high wall, you need a 5 Tefach wide. So this was much taller. Much taller. It's only a one more Tefach wide. So how was it able to stand? So Gemara answers, no. Kivan Dikva Tefach Yisera Koi. No, even, don't go by the ratios. Even if it's 1 Tefach wider, even a much taller wall could stand. 6 Tefachim wide, that's already good enough. We have a new architect on our block, so we got to go ask him these questions, right? So we got to ask him. I met him on Shabbos. Okay, so that's what the Gemara. As long as it's one wider tefach. Where does the word troxin come from? Troxin. Tosis says two deos here. So you might think it's just a word game, but I think there's a little more deeper. Tosis says troxin. Rabbeinu Tam says troxin is trok means to guard. Trok means to guard, and sin is from Sinai. Right, guard what was given at Sinai. Trak sin, guard what was given at Sinai. That's what Rabbi Natam says. Shay mafsik v'soger es aluchos shenitnu b'Sinai shay munachos ba'aron shay beskachei kadashim. And the next one, the Yesh Mefarshim, trak sin means trak is sin is inside and outside. What does that mean? We're not sure if the area of the amatraksin had the kedusha of the kodesh or the kodesh kadashim. That's a discussion in Maseches Yuma. So that's what Troxin. We're not sure where it's supposed to be, inside or outside. But then what does the first day say? Troxin is it's guarding what was given at Sinai. Because we went at the Ramban. We mentioned it in Parshas Shir a couple of months ago, half a year ago, right? The Ramban writes at the beginning of Parshas Truma, famous Ramban, that the whole point of the Mishkan was to be a hetzin of Har Sinai. The Ramban holds against Rashi, Ein Muktim Amurcha B'Torah. The Mishkan was specifically supposed to come right after Har Sinai, right? Yisro Mishpatim Truma. Rashi says Truma should be after Kisisa, after the Egel. But the Rambam says the Ramban says no, Truma comes right after Yisro Mishpatim. Why? Because the Mishkan is supposed to be a Hamshech, and he parallels all the Psukim. Hashem Shechina on the Har Sinai, Hashem Shechina on the Mishkan. So that's Mamish Troxin. The Mishkan is guarding Har Sinai. It's guarding, it fits in, the Ramban doesn't quote it there, but I think it fits in beautifully. This pshat of Rabbeinu Tam of Troxin fits to that Ramban in his Hagdama to Parshas Truma. Okay, we're not going to read it, but it's there. Second to the last line, Ubimikdash Sheni, my time beloved Amitraxin. We know the second base of Mikdash, between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim, there was no wall. It was a very tall curtain. So why not, if you're going to say that a little wider, a six tefach wide wall, could hold anything, so why don't they build, you know, a wall, build an Amitraxin even in the second base of Mikdash? Right, it was 100 Amas high. Right, it's 100 amas high, so why did they build a 6 tacham hot? Why? It can hold anything. The Gemara says, no. Ki koi, bislasen koi, tvelo koi. It can hold a 30 amas tall wall, but it can't hold more than that. Aye, so why can you build it even wider? Why can you make it even wider, make a wider wall? It's not you're not allowed to do. Based on psukim. Based on psukim in Ezra, you can't just make your own dimensions at the base of Mikdash. So you can't take away area. So that's why they couldn't build a wall in the second base of Mikdash. How do you know if it was even taller? Right, the second bais would have even greater cover than the first. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chanan, Rabbi Binyan. One says, right, this physical structure. Chanan, Rabbi Shanim. One says, in years. Years, right, it was 420 instead of 410. First base of Mikdash was 410. Right, Shiloh was 369. Bais Rishon was 410, and Bais Sheni was 420. Rabbeinu Bachai, the beginning of Pekudei, has a remez in the Lashonos of Mishkan Ha'edus, to the 410 and the 420. You can look there to Rabbeinu Bachai. Va'isilaha, v'isilaha. And they are both true. They were bigger dimensions and bigger and longer years. So why didn't they build Amitraxim, build a 30 Amma high wall, and above that have a curtain? So kikoi tlasin am hasa nami agatigra mazeva vikoi. No. The 30 wasn't purely with the six tefach wide wall. It was also supported by the ceiling. The ceiling also helped out to help it stand. So that's why even if you'd have a 30 amma high wall and then a curtain, it wouldn't be able to stand. Below tikra mazeva lo avikoi. Without the wall, the ceiling on top, it wouldn't have held. Velevin my deefsha bebinyan velevin the parochas. So do something with the wall. Don't you want a little wall there? Do a little wall, and whatever you need, whatever could stand by itself without the ceiling, make a wall, and then put a curtain on top of it. So Amar Abaya Gemiri, no, we have a Misora. Ikulu Bebinyan, Ikulu Beparochas. It's got to be one or the other. It's got to be a wall or a curtain, either or. Ikulu Bebinyan, mi Mikdash. Ikulu Beparochas, mi Mishkan. You got to pick and choose your separation materials in the base of Mikdash. It's either got to be curtains or walls. Right? You have the base bias Rishon model, or the Mishkan model. Why can't you have a Bayis Sheni model? Why can't it be its own model? So if you remember back again to a Parsha Shir, we mentioned Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Bo, I think it was, about how Bayis Rishon really wasn't its own bias. It was a stopgap measure to give us some chizuk during this galus to go from, because really there are only supposed to be two Batei Mikdash. There's Bayis Rishon and Bayis Shlishi. By Sheni, we know the Gemara says, was missing. You didn't have an Aron. You didn't have the Ur Metumen. You're missing so many major items in the second base, in second bias, where the Gemara says that the Zakenim, during Bayis Sheni, remember the first bias, and they were crying when they saw Bayis Sheni. Because it was really, it wasn't its own bias. It didn't have its own rules. So here, maybe that's why, because you can't use Bayis Sheni as a model. It's either Bayis Rishon or Mishkan. That's it. You can't have more than that. And the Svarno, the beginning of Pekud, they also talks about the uniqueness of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the only bias that we had that was never destroyed. The Mishkan was never destroyed. Right, the Aron was taken. The Aron was taken, but the Mishkan was never destroyed. Bias, based on Megdash, was destroyed. The Mishkan was so holy, it wasn't destroyed. And the Svarno, the beginning of Pekud, they says, because even though, that's why the Gemara goes through every single detail of material that we made the Mishkan with. Because it was so much cheaper than the Beit HaMikdash. So much less. You look at the material, so much less, and yet it lasted. Because it doesn't go by the more gashmias they have, the more it's going to last. Right? That's the message of the Mishkan, says the Svarno. Ibai lohu, hein v'sidon, odema hein below sidon. All these measurements, are they with the plaster on the outside of the walls, or without the plaster? Amar b'nachum b'yitzlag, mastav hein v'sidon, it must be with the plaster. V'isagat adachim below sidon, if it's without, list the shirim. If it's even thicker, so just say the larger shir. Elashav hein v'sidon, it must be with the plaster. Whereas it's lo, amem l'cha hein below sidon. Maybe the shirim and the Mishnah are without the plaster. V'kivan d'lo havitev alotani. But because the plaster isn't a tevach wide, it's not chashim enough to list anyway. What do you mean? It says half measurements in the Mishnah. So don't tell me less than a tevach is not chashuv. So hasam chazal sarufei. No, half and half, they could combine to a whole. But if it's just a little bit of a tefach, it's not going to list it. Tashma, let's try again. Hakara Sha'amru, the Mishnah we had back in Masech is Erevin. When it talks about the type of korah, the board that you have to put at the front of your alley in order to make it a Rishus Hayachin Midrabanan, right? Midaraisa is already Rishus Hayachin. To make it the board that you have to put at the front of your alley, Rechava Kedila Kabal Ariach, it has to be wide enough to hold an Ariach. The Ariach Hati Levenish Gimel Tvachim, and an Ariach is half a brick of Gimel Tvachim. So you see the plaster is not included because the wall has to be six Tvachim, and this is half a Levena. So Hasam Baravar Vasa. Now there we're talking about big bricks. And maybe our mission is small ones. Deganami, Dektani, Shel Shlosh, Shetvachim, Mechal Diga Zadrasa, Zutra, Shvamina. It says a brick of three, it must be there are other kinds of bricks. So no raya whether our mission is talking about with or without the plaster. Amar of Chizda. We were talking about the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, so we have a halacha about a Beis HaKnesses. Well, listen, Inish Bekinishta, Adubani Bekinishta, Achriti. The halacha is you're not allowed to break down a shul, Chas V'Shalom, unless you're building a new shul. If you're building a new shul, then you can break down an old shul. Use discussion in the Mefarshim, the Rishonim here discuss, what if you have a no, well, first of all, what's the reason? Why can't you do it? You're building a new shul. So why can't you break down the old shul? You're building a new shul. Igadarim Shem Shiusa, maybe because Pshiusa, because maybe an onis will occur, you'll never build another shul, and therefore, then it'll come out that you just broke down the shul for nothing. Igadarim Shem Shiusa, or the other reason is, what are you going to daven in the interim? We're going to daven. So it might be Na'ege Minayu. The difference, what's the difference between Na'ege Minayu, De'ika, right, where there is another place to daven. There's another place to daven in the interim, so then their second reason does not apply, but the first reason does. What if there's another shul? Not another place for this shul to daven. What if there's another shul in town? That's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos here discusses it, that if you have another shul, it's okay. Other Rishonim say no, because each tzibur, if you have a whole tzibur, the tzibur needs a place to daven. They're not going to go to another shul. So you can make less the amount of tzibors. Okay, it's a big discussion in the postgame. The isser of destroying a Beis HaKnesses, is that an isser d'oraisa or an isser d'rabbanan? So, lo sasun ken l'Hashem elokeicha. Is that d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? So many say it's d'rabbanan. That's only Beis HaMikdash, lo sasun ken. But there is a Rambam. The Rambam is not in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam in his Minyan HaKatzar. Right, the Rambam has his regular Sefer Mitzvahs. Then he has a short list at the beginning of Mishnah Torah. So in his Minyan HaKatzar in Losase Samachay, he adds in a few extra words that we don't have in his regular Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam says Samachay Shelo La'abe Beis HaMikdash O Bati Knesios O Bati Midrashos. There it is. The Rambam in the Minyan HaKatzar, he mentions it. Why doesn't he mention it anywhere else? Unclear. But in the Minyan HaKatzar, the Rambam mentions in Losase Samachay, not to be ma'abe but to knasios or but to midrashos. That's included in the iser. Maybe we'll start tomorrow. By Hashem, what status of kedusha does a shul have? Is it tashmishe kedusha, tashmishe mitzvah? We've had that chiluk from Maseches Megillah in the past. Maybe we'll start with that. That's tomorrow. It's machlokas Rishonim. But let's just continue a little bit first. Remember, Marzutra sasri ubadi bekaita besisva ubadi besisva bekaita. They built the summer shul in the winter and the winter shul in the summer, so they didn't have to. Not have a place to daven. Amalei Rabbi Nachman Ravashi, Gavu Zuzi Umachti Mai. What if you already collected money for the shul? Is that good enough? Is that good enough? And then you could break down the shul. So Amalei Dilma Misayim Lu Pinyin Shvuyim Viabilu. No, not good enough, because maybe Pinyin Shvuyim will come up. You'll have to use your money for something else. Srigi Livni Vahadri Hudri Umachti Kshure Mai. What if you already bought the materials for the shul? Is that good enough? So Amalei, no. Zimun the Sarvilu Pinyin Shvuyim Bizarri Viabilu. Again, maybe Pinyin Shvuyim. The Raman Paskins. You're allowed to be mishane items for tzaka, especially for pinyin shvuyim. Pinyin shvuyim is the greatest tzaka. So yachay afilu bono nahami. If you're saying this, then even if you built the shul already, maybe you'll have to sell it. So I'm really no. Dirasi din shalom mezavni. A person's dira. We'll get back to that tomorrow. A person's dira, they don't sell. What, a shul is a person's dira? It's Hashem's dira. It's a person's dira. We'll get back to that. Below Amr and El Devo Chazi Beitiyua, and this all these halachas apply only there are no cracks in the walls of the shul, and it's not dangerous to be there. Aval Chazi Beitiyua Sasri Bani. But if you see cracks, it's dangerous to be in the shul. Then you can break it down. Kiyad Ravashi Chazi Beitiyua, like Ravashi saw cracks, but Kanishtu the Masamafsi in his shul Sasri Vayilu the Puri Lahasim. He made them break it down, but then he brought his bed to the building site. Why? To make sure that they they built it quickly, right? Because they saw he was out in the sun and the rain and the elements, so he wanted to make sure they did it quickly. And he didn't leave until they even put on the gutters, meaning the last stages of the shul. Actually, we will stop here because this is... Actually, we'll do a little bit more, two more lines, then we'll start with the story tomorrow. Had Bob Ben Buta advise Herdis to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Don't you need the other Beis HaKnesses? And surely the next Beis HaMikdash. Maybe he saw a crack. Or maybe Malchus is different because they're not changing their mind. The Amr Shmuel, because Shmuel says he Amr Malchus Akrana Ture. If the Malchus says rip up the mountain, Akar Ture Velo Hajabehu, they're going to do it and they're not going to retract. Period. Okay. Tomorrow we get into some famous stories about Herdis. The whole Malchus based Chashmonai is going to be wiped out, as we know, and Be'ez Hashem, that'll be tomorrow. Again, as I said, the Basra has Agada, Halacha, it's got a little of everything. So Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow. Also, we'll start Be'ez Hashem with the status of a Beis HaKnesses. What type of Kedusha is it? Okay, we'll stop here.